Now let's go to what's making news around the world this morning, Brexit being the big one. Madeleine Jenner joins us again. Hi, Madeleine.
Hi, Cathy. Yes, and breaking news this morning that British PM Theresa May has survived a vote of no confidence by just 17 votes.
I do not take this responsibility lightly, and my government will continue its work to increase our prosperity, guarantee our security, and to strengthen our union. And yes, we will also continue to work to deliver on the solemn promise we made to the people of this country to deliver on the result of the referendum and leave the European Union.
Now, this was pretty much expected. So the real question is where to from here. As it stands, there are just 70 days until the current Brexit deadline. And while her party might be supporting her leadership, there definitely isn't much support for finding a compromise. And of course, the bickering and infighting inside her party is continuing too. Key Brexiteer Jacob Rees-Mogg has been quite influential in this debate. And overnight, he was asked about reports of a champagne celebration which allegedly took place after yesterday's failed vote.
Jacob Rees-Mogg, it's been reported that Brexiteers celebrated the defeat of Theresa May's deal last night with glasses of champagne at your London townhouse. Is that true?
I'd look at it more as a meeting with a drink rather than a grand celebration. It was just people coming around after the vote to have a drink and discuss what the next steps are, which is, I think, the most interesting part of it. A celebration would imply we were at an end point, and I don't think even the most optimistic commentator would say that we're at an end point.
So what are the options left on the table? Well, there are a few, and none of them are particularly easy to achieve. The first option is no deal. If nothing happens, the default position would be a no deal Brexit. And basically, the law's already in place, which means the UK would leave the EU on the 29th of March. And EU rules basically mean that this will happen if nothing else happens before it. Now, the government would probably pass some legislation to prepare for the no deal, but that's not strictly essential either. Now, no deal is seen as pretty unlikely. Following the no confidence vote this morning, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn has called on the government to rule out no deal.
Before there can be any positive discussions about the way forward, the government must remove clearly, once and for all, the prospect of the catastrophe of a no-deal Brexit in the EU and all the chaos that would come as a result of that. And I invite the Prime Minister to confirm now that the government will not countenance a no-deal Brexit from the European Union.
That's Jeremy Corbyn speaking just a few moments ago. Now, the second option is a major renegotiation. Now, this wouldn't be minor tweaks. This would have to be big and it would take time. It may well require an extension of Article 50 to delay Brexit. Now, some Brexiteers like Boris Johnson have argued that the strength of the failed vote yesterday actually gives the UK a better negotiating position. It shows that something needs to change and that Brits really aren't happy with the current deal. But the EU isn't sounding particularly keen on that idea. Here's what French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have had to say.
Maybe we can improve 1 or 2 points. I don't believe it, because we went as far as we could do in the agreement. And in order to solve a problem of British interior policy, we won't not defend the interests of the Europeans.
I very much regret that the British House of Commons rejected the Brexit deal last night. We believe that it now lies with the British side. The British Prime Minister has announced that she will inform us about what happens next. We want to keep the damage, and the exit of Britain will be damaging, to a minimum. So we will, of course, continue to try to find a solution for an orderly exit.
So a major renegotiation is not sounding great either. A third option is another referendum. As with renegotiation or an early election, this might well require an extension as well. It's already too late to hold a referendum before the 29th of March, and that can't happen automatically either. There are rules around referendums. Experts at the University College of London's Constitutional Unit have told the BBC that the minimum time that would be required for another referendum is around 22 weeks. Now, even if that could be shortened a little, it would still take us well beyond March. And MPs are also very divided about this idea. There's a fair bit of concern that the option wouldn't go well with the public. Brits are unimpressed about the idea of being asked exactly the same question that they've already voted on. Now, the final options are that she could call a general election herself or she could resign. Remember, her leadership can't be challenged because she has already faced a challenge from the party, and Conservative Party rules means that she can't face another challenge for 12 months. But whoever ends up in charge, and if she keeps the job, the range of options are not looking particularly good. For now, Theresa May, as I say, has survived by 19 votes, and she's saying she will return to the House of Commons on Monday to give MPs another vote on her plans. So you've got to imagine it will be a couple of busy days ahead for the PM.
She doesn't have a lot of options. She's got all these options and no options.
And they're all really not very good. Yeah, exactly.
Extraordinary. Well, thank you so much for stepping us through that. It was a really clear map that you've set out there for us. Madeleine Jenner will be back a little bit later on with more news headlines. You're on RN Breakfast, the time 10 minutes to 7.